With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers and ranchers are speaking out against proposed cuts to food assistance. A quarter of the current Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program budget, it's also known as SNAP, could be slashed over the next decade based on budget projections and cuts. Ryan Taylor is a cattle rancher and one-time director of rural development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he says the cuts could hurt the nutrition title in next year's Farm Bill, which also serves to bring together rural and urban support for the legislation.
I think going in with cuts potentially as large as $193 billion would really shake the alliance that holds up a Farm Bill and serves both farmers and consumers.
Thousands of people depend on SNAP, many of whom are families with children, seniors, or people living with disabilities. Taylor likens SNAP to an insurance program, helping those in need, especially when times are tough. And he says farmers and ranchers do what they do because they want to help people.
It's really a moral calling to those of us who are farmers and ranchers. We love to produce food. We love to see it grow. But we also love to see people make good use of it in a way that makes their lives better. And SNAP is really targeting a portion of the population where we can really make their lives better with the things that we grow.
And nothing is set in stone yet. The U.S. House is still working on a budget for next year. Early proposals have targeted SNAP, though, for some deep cuts. Thanks for listening to today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.